This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you know kind of things going on in America today. The borders are open on the 23rd of May. They're going to be open for good and open like they've never been open before. The country will be flooded. It is the purposeful destruction of the United States of America. The food shortage, if you think it's bad now and there are bare shelves, wait till you see what's coming. The supply chain collapse, if you think it's bad now, wait till you see what's coming. Incredible things going on in this country. I got a meme from my good friend Phil, and I did not even see where this happened. I was unaware of some of these things happening. But evidently, there have been some really bad fires all over the United States. It says here, virtually every food processing plant, pantry, and distribution center in America has randomly caught fire and exploded in the last couple of weeks. And I didn't even see any of this happening. I really didn't. Rio Fresh's onion warehouse damaged in fire. Taylor Farms plans to rebuild, reopen Salinas plant by next year. Major fire at Cobb Meat Company. Wisconsin River Meats as portion of Mostyn plant, a total loss after fire. Fire shuts down Hot Pockets plant in Jonesboro. Large fire at Tyson Poultry plant in Hanceville, Alabama. Fire destroys Deli Star meat plant in St. Clair County. Explosion causes fire at Oregon potato chip plant. Fire causes over $100,000 in damage at San Antonio food processing plant. Multiple alarm fire at food processing operator Hamilton Mountain. Memphis Fire Department responds to a three alarm fire at Kellogg's Company. Explosion and fire reported at Cargill Nutrina feed mill. Nebraska plant down. Meat processing plant, Lackawanna County, damaged. Meat company building in El Paso explodes. Cattle rescued after fire destroys meat market. These are all things that have happened recently. I mean, if you didn't know better, you'd think somebody is trying to destroy the food supply and the supply chain of the United States of America. It's amazing what's going on in this country. Absolutely amazing. Thank you, Phil, for sending that to me. Here's an article. If you think the supply chain collapse is bad now, just wait until summer. This is from Natural News, one of my favorite websites. As bad as things currently are, experts say they're about to get a whole lot worse. During a recent earnings call, J.B. Hunt Chief Commercial Officer Shelley Simpson, J.B. Hunt being the giant trucking company, explained that come summer, the world as we know it may no longer be recognizable. We do forecast things to get a lot worse as we come into the summer months, particularly with what's happening in the supply chain from an ocean perspective or in China coming inbound. The latest round of China COVID-19 lockdowns, and specifically in Shanghai, have shut down the city's ports and left goods carriers floating out in the ocean. Floating out in the ocean with nowhere to go. We saw the same thing last year here in the United States, and actually there are still barges floating off the West Coast, further threatening the already delicate American supply chain. I do think there has been a temporary relief in the dislocation from labor shortages. If you actually look at the live screenshot of what's happening in Shanghai, the ships are, it looks just like a lot of ships and a little bit of water. And so this is certainly going to make its way back to the U.S. come summer. The situation in Shanghai is dire. The city of roughly 26 million is mostly locked down. People are committing suicide, and it's basically a hellscape, don't know if you've ever seen the videos, by the way. People have videotapes going, and people are hanging out of windows saying they're going to kill themselves because they have no food, and they've been alone for weeks, locked in their apartment for weeks with no food. The Chinese regime started a citywide lockdown of over 26 million residents on April 1st after a partial lockdown began in the city at the end of March. The authorities on April 11th divided the city into three areas, a closed control area, a control area, and a prevention area. As of April 12th, there are more than 10,000 closed control zones involving 15 million people, more than 2,000 control zones involving 1.78 million people, and 10,000 precautionary zones involving 4.8 million people, all for a handful of new cases of the Omicron BA.2 subvariant of the Chinese virus, which is nothing more than a positive indicator on a fraudulent PCR test. Nobody's sick or dying from any virus, and yet 26 million people are being forced to stay locked inside, many of them without food, while the Chinese Communist Party shuts down international trade in and out of Shanghai's ports. Is this about saving lives? Absolutely not. Or is this about engineered global collapse and the Great Reset? The shutdown in the city and China's measures to control the pandemic elsewhere have hurt the economy and rattled global supply chains. Millions of people in Shanghai have struggled with income losses, lack of steady food supply, separation of families, poor conditions in quarantine centers, and it's sending a massive ripple through the global supply chain for goods in the United States, ranging from electric cars to iPhones. Wow. The only lives being saved amid all this chaos is the billionaire class and those engineering this coordinated takedown of the global economy. This is going to get really bad in the summer. Between food shortages and supply chain issues, it's going to get really, really bad. And speaking of really, really bad, I believe by summer, it's going to get really, really bad with COVID vaccine deaths as well, because they're multiplying every day. And I just, you know, it's so amazing to me that when I was a kid growing up, when I say kid, I don't mean a five-year-old. I mean when I was like in my 20s. I was a businessman wearing beautiful suits, always gorgeous, you know, $2,000 Briani suits, looking like $1 million, looking like a Wall Street guy in New York, making money, lots of money after college. But I was always liberal on one topic, vitamins. I'd go to vitamin stores, and in those days, vitamin stores weren't like, you know, Whole Foods or Sprouts all over the United States, big giant supermarkets, big beautiful supermarkets, well lit. In those days, they were little mom and pop stores filled with hippies running the stores with Birkenstocks on, right, and long hair and earrings. And I used to go to their vitamin stores and buy my vitamins and buy my health food and buy my organic vegetables. And they all had the same thing in common. They hated big pharma. They hated pharmaceutical drugs. They thought 100,000, they told me all the time, 100,000 people a year die from prescription drugs. The drug companies are bad. They're evil. They're poisoning America. And now, and I agreed with them on that. And it's true. But the one thing that I didn't agree with is they were a bunch of liberals who hated capitalism. And I thought the reason they hated the drug companies is because they hated capitalism. But now those same people that hate capitalism and vote Democrat, they all love the drug companies. They all love the vaccines. It's incredible. They're ignoring the fact that all these drug companies have a history of criminal actions and negligence involving 20 drugs going back 50 years for each company. And you would listen to them about vaccines and you think they're telling the truth? Here's an article. That's headlined, Fraud, Negligence, and Criminal Acts, a Close Look at Pfizer's Scandalous History. Pfizer, which provides a significant bulk of the COVID vaccine for Americans, has been known for its corrupt practices with a laundry list of fraud, negligence, and other criminal acts. Just over a decade ago, Pfizer paid a hefty $2.3 billion fine after pleading guilty to illegally promoting the drugs Geodon, Zyvox, Bextra, and Lyrica by way of physician kickbacks and fraudulent claims is one of the largest healthcare fraud settlements in history. And so you're going to believe these guys? In 1996, Pfizer administered an experimental drug, Trovon, during a clinical trial, 200 children in Nigeria, but they never told the parents that the children were considered subjects of an experiment. 11 of the children died. Many others suffered side effects that included brain damage and organ failure. A report from the Nigerian Health Ministry said the experiment was an illegal trial of an unregistered drug, a clear case of the exploitation of the ignorant and a violation of international laws. The drug was approved in the U.S. a year later for use by adults, not by children. 2 years later, the FDA warned the drug could cause liver damage and has since been discontinued. This is Pfizer. Unbelievable. I mean, every violation of human rights. Pfizer said it obtained verbal consent from the parents of the children, and the drugs were administered properly. However, a disease specialist said the drug was not tested for its sensitivity before the first child was exposed to a live or die experiment. Can you imagine? This is the legacy of Pfizer, and that's just one of the drug companies. You know that every one of them has the same kind of history. They all are guilty of the same things. They've killed people, and they've damaged people for life, crippled people for life, disabled people for life with their crappy drugs that they charge billions of dollars for, and they all get rich. And yet the same liberals wearing the Birkenstocks, going to Mrs. Gucci's in those days, going to the Katona Natural Market in Katona, New York, where I used to go. Now they go to Whole Foods and Sprouts. And all of them vote Democrat and march in lockstep with big government who they never used to trust, the FBI who they never used to trust, right? They didn't trust anyone over the age of 30. They didn't trust anyone in law enforcement for the government. They didn't trust Big Pharma. They never liked vaccines. They were always anti-vaccine. Now they're the opposite on every single issue. They trust government. They trust the FBI. They trust the court system. They trust Big Pharma. They trust vaccine manufacturers. And they distrust the VAERS list, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, that shows that tens of thousands of Americans have been killed directly by COVID vaccines. Incredible. Folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for SteelsandDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called Steels and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsandDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SteelsandDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecue, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsandDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsandDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsandDealsLV.com. It's like stealing!
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm not invincible, but I am the game show host for Family Feud coming up this Friday, meaning tomorrow. There's still a chance to get tickets. They're almost sold out, but there's a few tickets left. Family Feud going on tomorrow with all the top Republican candidates for office playing the contestants at the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas, corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Sahara. Ahern hosts all the big conservative events in Las Vegas, and they're hosting Family Feud, the game show, with your host, Wayne Allyroot. I'm your man, Wayne Allyroot. Not Steve Harvey, you got war. And it's going to be a lot of fun. All the candidates as contestants, a live studio audience, and all the questions of Family Feud, the 2022 candidate version game show. And how do you get in? All reservations through Eventbrite or through the NevadaRepublicanClub.com. NevadaRepublicanClub.com, and once you go there, you can find the event called Family Feud, and we're glad to have you in the audience tomorrow, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see all of you. So please come out. We'll have a lot of fun. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, mostly the inner body visceral fat, because on the outside I didn't look fat at all, and I've never been overweight, so I would have never believed it if you told me in 88 days I'd lose 25 pounds of fat and gain 10 pounds of muscle. Now, 16 months later, I still look great, and I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the owners of Energized Health. They have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and easy and scientific. This is science. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. And right now you get 40% off. Just say war and you get 40% off. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you. And I hope we'll see you tomorrow. I need to give you the time, 5:30 at night tomorrow. 5:30 at night tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll actually do 2 hours of the show, and then the third hour will be taped, that last hour, because I'll be rushing to get to Ahern Hotel for my game show hosting debut with Family Feud. For those who don't know, back in the 1980s, actually, I'm sorry, the 19, was it 80s? Yeah. No, it was actually late 80s and mostly the early 90s. I was a talk show host and a game show host in Los Angeles, had some big agents representing me, and I was up for many different game shows, and at one point I was chosen by Merrill Heater, the legendary game show producer, probably the greatest in history at the time. He chose me out of hundreds of people to be the new host of Gambit. And so that's my background. My background was game show, so I'll have a lot of fun with Family Feud. Speaking of entertainers on TV and people who aren't meant to be entertainers on TV, Warner Brothers, Discovery Channel are canceling CNN Plus, the streaming service, just 23 days after the launch announcement. They're shutting it down. Nobody wanted to watch, and I could have told them that because I saw a picture of the people they hired to be the hosts, and it's just a joke. They're a laughing stock. They have no taste. I'm sure, you know, if liberal diarrhea comes out of your mouth, they hire you, even if you look horrible on TV. And these were all people with no energy. Think about liberals. Liberals have no energy, and they look horrible on TV, and they're so depressing and negative about America and American exceptionalism. They're so evil and negative. Nobody wants to watch them. No one wants to listen to them. I could have told them they were choosing horrendous people. So it's being canceled on April 30th, CNN Plus. Remember, I put out a tweet like 2 weeks ago, and I said, I'll offer you $25 for it. Not $25 to join for the month. I mean, I'll buy it, just like Elon Musk was trying to buy Twitter. He inspired me, and I said, I'll pay $25 for CNN Plus, and that's probably $24 more than it's worth, if you throw in CNN the network. And I was, of course, being tongue-in-cheek, but it looks like I was right, because no one's going to even pay them a dollar for it. They're just going to close it. They have fewer than 10,000 daily views. Fewer than 10,000 daily views. And it's over. Isn't that good news? I think it's wonderful. Look at their online personalities. Jake Tapper, Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper, Chris Wallace. What a joke. Who'd watch that crew? Nobody. Nobody wants. No one watches them on CNN. Why would you watch them on CNN Plus? It's a joke. When we get back, I'll talk some more about voter fraud, because everybody knows the election was stolen. Anyone with common sense believes the election was stolen. And we've got more proof the election was stolen in Georgia's Fulton County. When we get back, I'll let you know about that. I tell nothing but raw truth on this show. Couldn't care less whether it offends anyone, whether you think it's wrong. I really don't give a damn. Screw you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
War. Now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues in its ninth week, the Defense Department held a briefing on Thursday with Pentagon spokesman John Kirby telling reporters that the United States will continue to help and provide aid to Ukraine as they continue to fight off Russian forces.
What we're providing is done in full consultation with the Ukrainians, and that they believe that these systems will be helpful to them in the fight in the Donbass. Where and when they employ them and how they employ them, of course, is going to be up to them.
The president announcing Thursday that the United States will be sending another $800 million in military aid to Ukraine to help them fight Russian forces. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said on Thursday that a 50 basis point rate hike will be on the table when the Fed meets next month. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vince.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Sons of Liberty Z3 spray. That's the difference here. It's a difference maker. A lot of people don't like pills, vitamin pills included, and a lot of people realize that vitamin pills get destroyed by the acid in your stomach, right? Sons of Liberty vitamin D3 spray is in your bloodstream instantly. You spray it under your tongue, it's instantly in your bloodstream and never gets attacked by the acid in your stomach. And it provides a megadose, 15,000 IUs daily. Tastes great. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty vitamin D3 spray. For my listeners, go sonsofliberty.com. That's the website. Go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product they sell forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use the code WAR15 and get 15% off every product forever. All right, our next guest is not just a medical expert, not just an MD, but also a small businessman and a conservative Republican candidate for governor of Nevada, Dr. Fred Simon. His website is simon4govnv.com, simon4govnv.com. And this is the perfect story to lead in to my interview with you, Dr. Fred Simon. This headline is up right now. Exclusive: Red Cross admits they won't use vaccinated blood for convalescent plasma COVID treatments. Red Cross has told Valiant News they do not use blood from vaccinated people to make convalescent plasma. Interesting story. What do you make of something like that?
Well, they're contaminated. Simple
right.
as that.
Yeah.
We have all kinds of issues with this shot that was given and all of the ingredients in it, which we don't know all of them, because the federal government allowed, through the FDA, these pharmaceutical companies to hide some of their special ingredients in this. We know that. It's slowly coming out. But, of course, they don't want to do that because they will contaminate the plasma, which will then cause problems with patients. It's as simple as that.
Right, and this plasma is used, I believe, to treat immunocompromised patients. So that's the last ones you'd ever want to give something to that has been basically, damaged somehow from the blood of vaccinated people with all the after effects of the vaccine ingredients, right? I mean, that's the whole point. You don't want to give that to immunocompromised patients.
Sure, and, the S1 spike protein crosses the blood-brain barrier, goes everywhere. We know it travels everywhere. Ryan Coles out of Idaho, as you know him.
Yes,
he has
from your event.
An exceptional amount of information on this. But the key thing is it goes to the spleen. And this is one place that I've done research, immunologic research on. The spleen has such immunologic function, and this S1 spike protein attacks the spleen and causes it to be dysfunctional. So everybody knows this, including the federal government, the FDA, the CDC. They all need to be held accountable for this. This is just absolutely an atrocity in America. But I think you agree with me to a certain extent. This is all done on purpose.
Yeah, I don't agree with you to a certain extent. I agree with you 110%. Fred, what are you talking about? You and I are on the exact same team. This is a purposeful attempt, obviously, to make people sick. I don't know why any doctor would go along with this. I think most of them are not going along with it. They're not evil. They're just afraid of losing their licenses. They're afraid of negative publicity. They're afraid patients will leave them, I guess. I don't think any doctor wakes up in the morning and ever wants to hurt people. But certainly there are groups involved in this, whether it's CDC, FDA, the AMA, that must know that this vaccine is hurting and even killing a large number of people, and they're covering it up, and they refuse to allow the media to ever discuss it, and they themselves will never retract anything they've ever said about the vaccine. They just won't admit there's a problem. Why do you think they won't admit there's a problem?
65% of physicians in this country belong to insurance companies, the government, and hospitals. Hospitals have an evil relationship with the federal government through Obamacare. So they make more money than independent doctors. They're running us independent doctors out on purpose, hiring other doctors, and they control the care. And this is going to continue. This is the Marxist ideology of takeover healthcare. Single-payer system, government tells them what to do, rationing the care for 65 years and older patients, and we are going to stop this. This is not only illegal, it's evil. And it's gone to an evil standpoint that this is an attempt to get rid of elderly in our country, and I'm one of those at 69 years old, and they're not going to get away with this. And the fact that my colleagues who lack character, many of them, and don't stand up to this, this is an atrocity of America. And if physicians aren't committed enough to save their patients on something that is so, documented in so much literature, and they're going to ignore it, they'll have to come to their particular salvation day. And I really mean that, Wayne. This is beyond just the normal practice of medicine.
Yeah. Come to Jesus moment, right?
Accountable one way or the other.
This is a real come to Jesus moment, not that expression that's kind of a funny tongue-in-cheek expression. This is a real come to Jesus moment. Someday you're going to have to come to your maker and explain why you covered up the greatest fraud and the greatest health danger in the history of the world. No one's ever covered something like this up before. I remember, correct me if I'm wrong, Fred, in the 1980s, I think it was, we had a huge national vaccine program, and we had vaccinated like 60 million Americans, and 200 or less died. And they canceled the entire program. And now you've got, in the VAERS report anyway, 27,000 dead from the vaccine. And we're not saying one word about it. And Columbia University says you got to multiply by 20 because very few doctors ever actually report, take the time to spend 45 minutes filling out the forms at the VAERS Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System website. They just don't want to do it. You know, a patient died. They don't want to talk about it. So really, very few do. So multiply times 20, there could very well be several hundred thousand dead from the vaccine. How do we not suspend this program and investigate further and then cancel it based on all the death and the harm that physicians are doing with this vaccine?
Well, first and foremost, there's never been any vaccine research program that wasn't stopped with 25 deaths or more.
Wow.
The other aspect of this is the hospitals aren't allowing physicians to fill this out. They don't want them to because they're part of the cabal here. This is the industrial healthcare complex maiming and killing Americans and other people around the world. And whether people want to listen to that as being harsh, it is harsh. And when your loved ones die, they get an autoimmune disease, neurologic disability that lasts the rest of their lives. Everybody knows somebody who's been afflicted by this shot. This is harsh, but these hospital systems are harsh, and they are withholding data, and they are telling physicians not to fill it out, and if they do, some of these people lose their jobs, and we know that. This is the biggest cabal in America at any point in time that I can think of.
Yeah, let me give you a story that backs up every word that you're saying, Dr. Fred Simon. And by the way, Dr. Simon is not just a doctor. He's running for governor of the state of Nevada. His website is simon4gov.nv.com. And he put on, at his own expense, the COVID summit about 3-4 weeks ago. And I was, thankful and honored to be the MC of the event. Glad that you had me come in. And I got a chance to listen to all these incredible doctors, including you, but all of them. Incredible, incredible resumes of lifelong service and the top doctors in their fields. And all of them have been destroyed. I mean, they've been kicked out of their hospitals. They've been kicked out of their medical practices for having the temerity to say the vaccine is a mistake and it's not working and the numbers are disastrous. It's really amazing. But here's a story, Dr. Fred Simon. So a friend of mine, and again, we're not talking about weird people. We're talking about a super successful businessman in Las Vegas who's probably worth $100 million and owns a piece of casinos. He got COVID. And because he listens to my show, he took ivermectin and a lot of vitamin C and a lot of D and a lot of zinc, and he got over it in 48 hours, right? So he goes to a famous, there's a hospital in Vegas that has 20 clinics around Vegas, urgent care clinics. He goes to an urgent care clinic and he says, I beat this thing in 48 hours and I just want to make sure that the test shows I don't have COVID anymore and the test comes back negative. And the nurse says, well, how did you beat it in 48 hours? And he says, I took ivermectin and lots of vitamins. And the nurse says, oh, I've heard about that. Our hospital won't allow anybody to take ivermectin. We keep sending the people to the hospital, and they all die. And we keep telling them ivermectin seems to be working, and they don't care. They won't let us use it. And she called all the doctors over, and they were all going, wow, I've heard about that ivermectin, but we're not allowed to prescribe it. Isn't that amazing?
It's national. It's incredulous, but that's what they're doing. And this comes from the top of the federal government, filters down through the industrial healthcare complex, hospital systems to the hospitals, and then they do this to the doctors. But they better wake up themselves because they have the ability to go look at the literature just like you and I do.
Right.
So no excuses.
No excuses.
I'm tired of all the excuses from the healthcare profession.
All right, Dr. Fred Simon, normally this is where I say goodbye, the music's on, but I want to get you for another segment because I want to ask you some more questions about COVID and how we literally save people's lives, what the right therapies are, what the wrong therapies are, what the side effects of the vaccine are that you've seen, and I want to ask about your campaign for governor as well. So stay tuned for another segment with Dr. Fred Simon. His website, simon4govnv.com. I'm Wayne Allen Root. I was honored to be the MC at his COVID summit just a few weeks ago, and boy, did I learn a lot. Incredible doctors, incredible knowledge. The vaccine is not good. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Remember when I made that joke a couple weeks ago? I said I'd offer, I was inspired by Elon Musk's offer to buy Twitter. I said I'll offer $25 to buy CNN Plus streaming service. $25, I know I'm overpaying, but hey, if you throw in CNN TV, I'll give you the $25. They should have taken me up on it. CNN Plus being taken off the air, going bankrupt. They dropped hundreds of millions of dollars for 21 days on the air. Nobody's watching. Done. One of the worst disasters in the history of TV. Sponsor of the segment of the show, SteelsandDealsLV.com. SteelsandDealsLV.com. LV standing for Las Vegas. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called SteelsandDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsandDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail. SteelsandDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas, and now they ship nationwide, whether it's TVs, whether it's bed frames, mattresses, microwave ovens, refrigerators, wheelchairs, baby cribs, pianos, generators, smokers, barbecues, desks and chairs in an office, lawnmowers, automotive parts, treadmills, bikes, sporting goods, rugs, sofas, bed frames, you name it, furniture for your home, office, or patio, they've got everything. At SteelsandDealsLV.com, just go to SteelsandDealsLV.com online or call 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337, SteelsandDealsLV.com, it's like stealing. We've got Dr. Fred Simon is our guest, medical doctor, put on the COVID summit at the Ahern Hotel just a couple weeks ago. Small businessman, conservative Republican candidate for governor of Nevada, Simon for GovNV.com. I want to continue our discussion about COVID vaccines. First of all, what are the big negative side effects and afflictions that we are seeing from the COVID vaccine? Obviously, I talk every day on this show about heart attacks and strokes and dramatically increased cancer levels. What are the kinds of things you see?
Well, before we get to that, Wayne, I'm up in Minden right now at my Italian restaurant. We're getting ready for a night, and then I'm going to Carson to a forum with all candidates. I got to get you to commit to coming up here and going to my restaurant first.
What's the name of the restaurant? What's the name?
Christopher's.
Christopher's in Minden.
Up in Minden.
Minden.
Great food.
A fantastic.
Minden, Nevada.
Is it going to be on the house? Is it going to be on the house when I come?
All you can eat for you, Wayne. All you can eat, all you drink, and I have a 4-bedroom house. There's an extra room for you.
I like it. I'll see you up in Minden. So tell us about the side effects of the COVID vaccine. What are you seeing, doctor? What kind of things?
Well, we can go back. We were having a little discussion during the break about the swine flu. We saw myasthenia gravis, kind of multiple sclerosis, neurologic diseases that occurred with that. And that got taken off. That stopped. And remember, that was back when Gerald Ford got before the whole nation and said, well, I'm going to get vaccinated and my family's going to get vaccinated. And here is a federal bureaucracy that was willing to allow the destruction of the president of the United States. We're seeing the same things with this. It's the neurologic diseases that are causing really some of the most deleterious neurologic problems that people can't seem to resolve. And so there's been some neurodysfunction that occurs at different levels. And we have to just look at it's the pathophysiology. It's a little bit much to get into. But the cures and the treatment for this just haven't come about. And these people are afflicted maybe for years. Heart disease is huge. Now, the interesting thing about the S1 spike protein, you can have damage in your heart and be asymptomatic, no symptom. And we see this more so in the young than we do the old. And we're seeing a lot of heart attacks. We're seeing a lot of myocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart. Pericarditis, which is inflammation of the heart lining sac. And this is rampant. There is no question that the incident, I'm in the state of Nevada with you, we had the most increase in morbidity and death in the age group of about 18 to 48 in the country. And it's all correlated to the shot. So cardiac disease, neurologic disease, autoimmune disease, and as we talked about it, coming from the spleen. And now there's a question whether kids are more susceptible to meningitis because the meningococcal, pneumococcal, and Haemophilus influenza viruses are encapsulated in the spleen, plays a major role in keeping people from having a significant reaction to those.
I'll give you one, Doc, that you may not have heard. I went to a hearing center the other day to buy a new earpiece for my TV and radio work, and the gal there told me that she is seeing so many people, she can't even believe the number, who have gone deaf or almost deaf within days of being vaccinated. I don't know if you knew about that, but it seems to cause massive loss of hearing as well. Dr. Fred Simon, the music's on. We're on the way out. It's a hard break, so we got to run, but he is running for governor of Nevada, but more importantly, he's a brilliant medical doctor, as you just heard for the last two segments. His website as a candidate for governor of Nevada, simonforgovnv.com. We wish you all the success in the world on your campaign and with your wonderful restaurant up in Minden, Christopher's. Thank you, Dr. Fred Simon.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.